Alrighty. Let me... I think Kingsley has a Word doc somewhere with his intro. Kind of feels weird without him.
Yeah, it's a shame I wasn't able to make this. Oh, well.
He's got the real life. Yeah. Shame on you, Kingsley, for having a real life.
I wasn't able to make the first one because of real life. You know, my daughter was being born that day, so very very unfortunate timing, but there you go. Fair.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 68 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. Your hosts, as always, with also being one short, Mr. Kingsley Mack, we have myself, Sin, and Desraven. Desraven, how are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing good. We finally got rid of Kingsley. I mean, wait, what? No.
I know. I wish I had some music that I could just cut in and have a soundboard. I can just play it on the fly. It would be epic. One day when I get everything set up the way I'd like, I will be there. But good. Yeah, this week's been busy for work for me. Glad we were all able to make it at least, but we do have a highlight tonight. We have a special guest from Australia, if I'm not mistaken, Ice Warrior 209, YouTuber content creator. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing pretty good. Pretty good. Yes. Bit tired though, but that comes from having a new kid around at the moment.
Gotcha. Now, how old's the? How old did you say the little one was?
She's 2 weeks old today.
2 weeks. Oh wow! Yep. First kiddo.
First biological one, but we have a almost 3 year old daughter from my partner's previous relationship as well.
Gotcha. Yeah. Kiddos are definitely fun. They're interesting at a young age, but as they grow up and get more sassy, it becomes a challenge.
Oh, she's going to be anything like a mom. I'm in trouble.
That is true. I can at least say my oldest daughter, she takes after her mother, my wife. That's probably a good thing because I don't make all the smartest decisions in the whole wide world. So yeah, that's a good thing for her. Now my 3 year old boy, on the other hand, I would say the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree on that one. I could definitely say he is my kid. So you prefer Ice Warrior, one or the other?
Either doesn't really matter. Call me what you like.
209, it is. I kid.
All righty.
All right. Ultimate Warrior. Ultimate Warrior, I like it. So tell us, start off by just telling us a little bit about yourself, what you do for fun, and what you do in the community here for Destiny.
Well, as you know, I'm from Australia, small-time streamer, starting off to be a YouTuber at the moment. I originally from a small little island state called Tasmania, which is coincidentally enough, close enough to the Antarctic that during the winter we actually get hit by some of the Antarctic winds. So it is cold as balls. So that's fun. But things I do for fun is, you know, a lot of playing games, a bit of reading. That's mainly about it. I watch a lot of things like a bit of Dragon Ball. I was a massive Dragon Ball fan, like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. There's so many. Big Disney fan. I do stream a lot of Destiny at the moment, as well as various other games when I can, making a lot of Destiny lore videos, and going to be starting to make some Dragon Ball ones as well, because they're really fun. But yeah, just try to bring as much positivity and entertainment to the community as I can, because the world could always use a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. That's interesting. We know quite a few other members. We have another member, Helios, that we play with quite often from Australia. Of course, we talked a little bit pre-show from our podcasting buddy, Bushman Bob, another member in our community, also from Australia. We also have some other big names. I'm going to have a brain malfunction on the spot. Mylan, yes. And
Yep.
And then you have
Long Power Slave.
Yes, that's the one. That was the one I was having a brain malfunction. I can picture his face from the podcast, but I could not think of it. So nice, great area to be in. I'm sure that's one area I would love to visit at some point when one time and money allow it. I think it would be an awesome experience. So awesome. So what got you into Destiny?
Honestly, I saw the beta come up for it, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll try a bit of something new. I wasn't immediately hooked on it straight away, but then as I started playing the beta and I started playing the game when it released, I fell in love with it. It was so much fun to play, and it only got better over time. But the more I delved into the story, the more it just captured me. The Last Word and Thorn epic, in particular, with Jaren Ward and Razor Lazier and Draken Yule. I love that story so much. It's one of my favorites. But it really cemented my love of Destiny and led me to do what I'm doing now.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. We hear that a lot. Destiny, you know, grabs you, and then, you know, the lore aspect. A lot of people love diving in the lore. That's one thing that, unfortunately, that I haven't had the time. I'd like to have a little more time in my life to be able to dive into it. I know a little bit just from listening to different podcasts, different people speak, watching videos when time permits, but no, that's actually awesome. Now, you're coming up, YouTuber content creator. Dez, why don't you take the first question, ask the first question out of the Discord chat there that we had set aside.
All right. So, one thing I guess to bring up, how do you come up with what you're going to go over in your videos? Like, what kind of your process for that?
Well, a lot of the time I'll look at what's currently happening in the Destiny world and what kind of questions are being asked. My first video that I came out with, the Destiny's Beginner's Guide, literally came from talking with a lot of people who hadn't played Destiny or haven't even heard of it and wanted to know what it was about. But because that's such a loaded subject, and it's like, oh, God, there's no beginner's point. There's no quick little bite-sized kind of thing. I mean, boss video is definitely one to go to, but it's a 4-hour long video that would need to be put together in various different you'd have to watch it in various different settings. So I sat there and I went, okay, how can I condense the story of at least all of Destiny 1 up to Destiny 2 in about half an hour? And that's effectively what I did. And then, what was happening in the game world, the quest for Felwinter's Lie and the story of Felwinter himself, jumping into the recap of the past couple of seasons as well, all these like talking points that people wanted to know about. I haven't really been able to do much since then because time constraints, baby, full-time work, full-time caring for my girlfriend recovering from having a C-section, like, been at much time, but that's pretty much what I look at.
Awesome.
Okay, so you're basically trying to stay topical to what people kind of need in the nowish it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a couple of videos, quite a lot of videos actually, I really want to make on a lot of the like a lot of the backstory in Destiny and just previous events. But it's always good to stay topical when you can.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, awesome. It's never a bad idea.
That's for sure. It stays relevant to what people want now, for sure. So curious, you know, with your editing process, I guess, Mike, I'm going to add a little bit to the question. It's kind of twofold because for me, you know, I tried to make one video in the past. Again, I've dabbled in a little bit of video editing. So I kind of imagine, you know, content creators, you know, people who make YouTube videos have like, they basically log all their video files and then have them sequential, or they have named files of like certain events. Do you do that, or do you just take the video as you need it? You're like, man, I have this idea. And do you just go and re-record it, stuff as you need it?
A bit of both. I mean, it depends on what I'm doing. Like when I sat down and did the Fellwood Supply Mission video, I knew I would need the footage from the mission itself, the final mission. So I went ahead and I made sure I recorded that. But then I also went, okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to turn around, I'm going to also get some footage in with the weapon itself using it because it all correlates to it. So it does depend on the time. I do have some stock footage set aside for when I just need stuff in the backgrounds and of the lore videos, because there's only so much you can do about filling the lore videos up with the actual lore pieces themselves. So you do need stuff going on in the background. But when an event happens in Destiny, or like when something like a new dungeon's released or a new weapon's released that has a quest step to it, things like that, then yeah, I'll go in and I'll record that as needed. So it just depends on the subject matter of the video.
Awesome. And with all of that, how long does it normally take you to compile a video? Let's say just looking at it, for the most part, about 30 minutes of Final Cut.
30 minutes of Final Cut. It is very dependent on the subject. Like the original beginner's guide video, because it was my first video as well and I was new to it, did take a couple of weeks, close to a month actually, to really put together. But something like the Fellwood Slide video, about maybe closer to 2 weeks, depending on time restraints and whatnot. I could easily get it out within about a week if I had the time to really put into it. And you know, there are times where I do, but yeah, I'd say between a week to 2 weeks, maybe on average.
Nice. Yeah, I know the little bit that I've sat into it, it can be labor intensive if you're trying to get it, you know, to the T perfect. So I commend you on dedicating time to that, because it is a task.
Oh yeah.
Des, why don't you take the third question on there?
Being kind of a lore guy, which I know certain might take exception to such a label, but anyway, I'm a lore guy.
No, I'll take it.
What's an interesting piece of lore that you think not a lot of people are really familiar with and possibly like should?
Do you guys know the story of Ares 1?
Yes. I mean, I'm sorry.
I don't. I personally don't. So it would be new to me.
I was definitely also entranced by the story of Last Wish and Thorn. So yeah, I do. Go ahead, please.
Nice. Well, previously known as Project Catamaran, Ares 1 was actually the mission to make first contact with the Traveler on Mars. So as soon as the Traveler just arrived in the system and started moving throughout and terraforming, it actually was originally called Moon X. And so humanity scrambled to try and figure out what it was doing, where it was from, where it was going, because they had no idea what was going to show up. and one of the Earth scientists at the time was able to actually determine a way to actually predict the traveler's movements and organized a multinational crew to go to Mars. That consisted of Jacob Harvey, Evie Calumet, I think it is, and Ulysses Kiao, and Mihalova. So they'd all have various different things that they were going to do. But that's a crew of four, and three were only shown as making contact with the traveler. Unfortunately, Evie Calumet died on the day of the launch due to an accident involving, I think it was like an electrical fire that showed up, but her death might have not actually been an accident. It could have been deliberate. I could have noticed that there's a whole conspiracy there. But so it was originally called Project Catamaran, but as a result of Evie's death, it was pushed back. The launch day was pushed back about a day or so and then renamed Ares One. And then, yeah, they went and made contact with Traveler. And, yeah, it's a really interesting story, and it really is the true beginning of Destiny in our universe. Because we've got all the Books of Sorrow and we've got everything else in the background, you know, with the Hive and whatnot. But for our history with the Traveler, it all began with this mission. And it's surprising how many people don't know about it.
Yeah, it's a solid choice.
Des, if you have any more lore questions, because yeah, that would be probably a little bit more, like you said, up your alley. I would definitely be interested. We could certainly go down that rabbit hole if there's any more that you all want to expand on it.
Oh. God, it's been so long since I've like asked lore questions, to be honest. Because I've been blessed to be able to talk to quite a few and have like an exchange. I spent some time actually in the the Star Collective Discord, which is just a place just bounding and buzzing with freaking lore questions and theories. But yeah, I don't have any in mind right now. I'm drawing such blanks.
No worries. The little bit of lore that I've been getting, I've been listening to again podcasts. A couple friends of the show, Two Titans and a Hunter. Just trying to catch up on them this week. I know they did a little bit of a couple lore pieces. The one episode I was listening to, big one every week that I listen to is Drunk Destiny podcast with Dizzy, and those guys over there gonna read cards back and forth, so it's interesting. I need it more on a consistent basis, because there's so much there, so much.
There's more there than you'll ever really be able to go over in a lifetime, and it only gets worse with every new season.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
I really tell I tell everybody, just because at the point of my life I'm just so busy with work, that I really would love to clone myself. And I say this a lot, because then I could work, my clone could actually go and do the other things that I can't do normally. I did buy, I don't know if you all or any other Guardians out there, bought those lore books that they compiled on the Bungie store. I bought the first one, but I haven't gotten, I think they might have released the second and or the third one.
They've got the second one out. The third one is going to be released. I've got them sitting, like both of them sitting behind me right now.
And I've looked at it once, but maybe that could be something we do coming in the future. I could possibly pick up the second one. Maybe we could start going over a little bit more lore if anybody is ever interested in it and anybody wants to come on and discuss it, for sure. And I think it'd be a good way for anybody like myself who doesn't know as much to maybe have that opportunity to do it. So awesome.
It's not a bad idea, especially with this new expansion coming out. The second anthology centers a lot around the Fallen. It is something that would be very would fit in perfectly with the new expansion and everything coming out for it. It's really interesting watching it reading through it. Like, it's got the Fallen in the Dark Age, the City Age, The whole thing with Skolas and the Prison of Elders. It's like Great Lore Passages, like A Gift of Madness. It's got Anguish Tenfold, books on Mithrax, Cade Six reminiscing about some fallen that he was a fallen vandal that he teamed up with during one occasion where he had to kill a Hive Knight. But yeah, so it's a lot of it just focuses pretty much on the fallen themselves, and yeah, pretty good anthology to pick up.
Nice. Yeah.
There was a lore card in D1 about Kate teaming up with a fallen, wasn't there?
Hold on. I've literally got the book in front of me. So if I can pull it up.
I think in D1 there was. I'm wanting to say it might have been a cat. Oh god, but it's been so long. I'm not sure what category it was under.
Six fronts, that's not what I need.
So this is
I'm trying to find that now.
So as you're searching, I'm going to leave that pause in there on the final edit too, just for the simple fact I saw something recently. It kind of reminded me that as you're flipping through the pages, and that everybody now, like today's generation, relies so much on Google and the internet to do everything. My generation growing up had to look through encyclopedias page by page like that to find information. But continue.
I come in that generation that on both sides of that. I remember using floppy disks back in primary school.
Yes.
I also remember using hard drives and like portable laptops and projectors and stuff like that in high school. Like I come in that sweet spot right in between. So it's a bit of a weird experience growing up with iPhones and floppy disks. It's really weird. But
yeah.
I did find it. It's called Cade Six Reminisces. It's a story about him coming into contact with one particular fallen on the moon. And he just cracked a hive structure near Mare Imperium looking for a shrine. And she was alone, had just lost her crew, and so they didn't really have time to shoot each other, so they just went ahead and just in the same area, just killing Hive and killing knights and whatnot. And eventually it came down to the two of them, and they eventually killed the knight together, but when it came down to when it was just the two of them left and the knight was dead, she took the shock pistol she had from a bandolier, threw it at him, like threw it between them, basically offering him the gun. And when he went to pick it up, she tried to knife him, but she tried really slowly, as if she wanted him to kill her in battle, because she knew that effectively that was something that was going to happen. A guardian was not going to leave a fallen and left alive, you know, because it did not happen at that point. But he ends it with, to this day, I wonder if she hated me or wanted to make me kill her or just felt she would spare me the choice. I did kill a few thrall with that pistol.
Yeah. That was the old lore card or grim lore card, as it were. But yeah, that was one of. I can't believe I've forgotten about it until you mentioned, like, well, you mentioned it, but yeah.
It almost makes me want, you know, for those of us, again, that I lack all the time, that they should turn that book in almost to a movie. I would certainly have. It could be a 2-3-4 hour movie. I don't care, because I get. Movies that have, you know, deep story that you know, catch you from the first 5 minutes all the way through the end. Like, I could just sit there and watch it all the way through and be absorbed in it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, Destiny itself would be it'd be 10 4-hour movies, and even then it still wouldn't be enough to do it justice. It's just too much. But I was actually just talking about this on stream with Brian Munkus, really good artist in Destiny community, by the way. We were literally talking about a Destiny movie and like how that would actually go down, and it would need to be done right, because if it wasn't done right, it would be the worst thing that they've ever done. And so many people would be so angry.
Right.
Like, we'd need to have Lance Reddick as Zavala. Like, he'd need to just get painted up in blue glowing paints and put on some Titan armor, and because we wouldn't be able to have anyone else play him. Nathan right. Fillion would have to come back as Cade 6, you know, because he just suits the character so well. So many things would have to go right.
That would actually be awesome to get the voice actors to do a movie and then have them get dressed up as their characters. Yeah, I'm game. Bungie, fund this now.
You're welcome. Oh, I've had so many great ideas over the years with Destiny. It's like, why hasn't Bungie hired me yet?
Well, if they don't, our podcast when it first started, we kind of had these, we'd have guests on and we would like make these quote unquote side podcasts of things that weren't out there that we could do. We're going to do it now. We're going to say this now, starting on this podcast. We're going to start it as a group. We'll make the movie. We just got to get together and do it. If you don't, Bungie, yeah, we will. So you better do it.
next time I'm over in America, which will be maybe ever, I don't know. But yeah, next time I'm over, sure. I am going to try and make GuardianCon next year. It's always been on my bucket list to go, but time restraints and money and whatnot, it's a little bit harder for me to get over there than a lot of other people, considering Australia and whatnot.
I was close to going 1 year, but ended up backing out last minute. And it was last year, actually, because they canceled this year's, obviously, with everything that's been going on. But next year, you know, I think you're right. It's as much as I've been invested in the community overall, I think it'd be good to try to, you know, time money persists. I'd love to go, especially if we get a lot of people in the community that we know that are there. You can meet everybody in real life, you know, hang out. That'd be definitely a good experience.
Great.
All right. So perfect. We got a great conversation to start off the podcast. I think it's time we move on to what we've done this week in game or gaming in general, or if anything you want to talk about movie or TV show wise, we could do that as well. Ice Warrior, why don't you take us off and tell us what you've been diving into this week?
Well, mainly trying to get all these raids done, to be honest. I didn't have Anarchy up until last night, so I grinded out a lot of Scourge of the Past. Got to finish off the rest of the Leviathan ones because it just did Eater of Worlds. I'm trying to get every single raid done, including prestige versions of the original Leviathan raids. And Last Wish and Garden of Salvation before Solstice of Heroes hits, so that way I can just tick that off the list. Go through and get the rest of these moments of triumphs done, and then get ready for Solstice of Heroes and try and practice doing some solo prophecy because it's on the list as well. But yeah, it's mainly been it for me.
Awesome. Yeah, those. I've seen a lot of people in our Discord. Our group's been pretty big into raiding, you know, trying to Sherpa people when we can. Obviously, we're not top-tier Sherpas, but we have a lot of fun, and we get, you know, we like to have fun even if we don't complete them. We started using, and this would kind of be a plug to the 100.io, if I can say it right. Kingsley has set up a bot. I think we've included... and we're kind of still kind of working out the kinks, but kind of trying to coordinate it between the Guardian Downcast, our friends over there, and over at Two Titans and a Hunter. That way, anybody during the moments of triumph that needs to get a raid, they can sign up for the 100.io. I have not yet, unfortunately. I need to do that hopefully tonight or tomorrow. But getting raids scheduled in so people can complete them. I would love to. I haven't started yet, and I want to dive in, like you said. I'm right there with you. I want to dive in and get that done. But Des, how about you, sir?
Well, I have not started my reading yet, that's for sure, which, much like pretty much everyone else here, I'm itching to get started with that. I'm like super stoked also for the whole moment of triumph change where the raids that are going to be tucked away, their encounters aren't capped. So it really incentivizes, it doesn't matter. I mean, as long as you have something to hunt in a raid, you don't have to wait. You can just do it until you get that thing you're looking for, which I think is a really good touch that they've added in. But otherwise, yeah, I've kind of spent this week just doing the Ruinous Effigy stuff. Hunting down at least enough of those eyes to get the masterwork done.
Nice. So you've completed the masterwork on it.
Yes.
Or the catalyst, I guess we should say.
Well, yeah. I was able to finish out the catalyst. Which means, yeah, I've gotten a bulk of Mercury, except I'm missing one on Mercury, I think. And that's because they were going through the public event a little too quickly, and I couldn't reach the top of the tower where one of the hives are before the platforms vanished. So I have that one on Mercury left, and I finished out Mars and Titan, their eyes, which I intentionally saved Io for last because it apparently has like a large bulk of the eyes.
Yeah, there's a couple of eyes in the Whisper jumping puzzle that you need to pick up, so
so I intentionally saved that for last, and of course Prophecy I didn't touch because, well, I didn't have a run going, so I have those two on the majority left to get done, but those will pretty much just be for now.
Nice.
So yeah, which I've got to say is definitely very fun, like hunting them down and such, which my fun probably wasn't that much because, again, like I've said in our Discord, I pulled up a guy like immediately. As soon as I hit that spot, it's like, all right, guide me. Because I knew, of course, I mean, I knew before Ruinous Effigy was even out, like, a catalog of the eyes had been made, because I noticed, what was it, third or fourth day of this season, r/Raid Secrets, is like, I see a lot of these things and I can't damage them. They might be important. And just, this mega thread still exists of just all the eyes that they were able to catalog, so it's like, as soon as I heard about Ruinous Effigy, it's like, yep.
That's it.
That's a guy that's going to be available.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what Traveler's Chosen ends up being like.
I know, right? I haven't actually seen anything on that.
Is it a sidearm? I keep thinking it's a sidearm.
It is.
It is a sidearm.
Yes.
Actually, it is the first sidearm that you start D2 with.
Correct. And I still have the damaged Traveler's sidearm. I have the original still in my inventory. I am such a hoarder, and I don't know why, because I don't use hardly anything out of my vault, but I have them. I have that particular weapon.
There was a short time they let you actually get the undamaged one, I think, from your collection. Then they replaced it with the damaged variation.
I did not know that.
I think. I could be wrong. Because, again, my memory is bad. But I'm wanting to say there was a time you could actually get the undamaged.
Nice.
Well, I hope it's good. I mean, sidearms as an exotic aren't really... Wow, great. I mean, Devil's Ruin's fun to use, but...
Yeah, they're fun. Like, So far, all the exotic sidearms are very fun. Like Rat King, you know, it has a niche in PvP for going invisible a lot. And I mean a lot. Especially if you have multiple Rat Kings. Holy crap. And then I think Devil's Ruin is still kind of almost a meta if you have the mod set up right. Because apparently you can just absolutely decimate things. A variety of activities.
Yeah, I know. I've never tried that personally.
Yeah.
It is worth trying if you can. I'm seeing it a lot lately in Crucible.
Right? I was getting... There was a couple Iron Banner matches. I actually got utterly just constantly getting demolished by this freaking laser beam out of nowhere.
That was my life on PC. Now, I swear, I don't know if you directly mentioned, because I know we talked about a little show. You said you did get the Ruinous Effigy, though, right?
Yeah, so I was able to get the Effigy and get the Catalyst for it, and it is a lot of fun to use. I haven't had the chance to actually sit down with a full team of six and go up against a raid boss with everyone having the Catalyst and seeing what the damage is like for that. I mean, I'm sure someone's come out with videos on that already, but it'd be interesting to sit down and just kind of see what you can do with it. Ag clearing wise, it's really fun. It really works well. So I was using it in Crown of Sorrows the other day, actually. But yeah, it'd be interesting to test out with a full team of six all completed colors and whatnot.
Sweet.
Yeah, those the transmutation balls or whatever.
Transmutation something.
I was actually extraordinarily surprised, like, at how much damage these essentially rift balls could do. It is a little ridiculous.
Oh yeah, like just the drain attack. It not only does it block a portion of incoming damage, it then also basically stuns anything that's inside of its radius. And then even when you're finished with it, you can still do more direct damage by slamming the ball. It's overpowered as hell.
And it was a hilarious thing because I was running for some of the weekly Exodus missions or Exodus bounties. I actually was running a strike and someone was using a Ruinous Effigy, but he wasn't picking up his balls. Yes, I said it that way. So, and I wasn't using Ruinous Effigy at the time, but the fact that the transmutation thing, you can pick them up, like anybody can actually pick them up and use them. So it's actually kind of like a cool like team engagement thing. It's like, oh, this dude isn't using it. Well, I'll pick it up and I'll smack a few things around with it. It's really cool.
Yeah, I was caught off guard the first time I saw them drop, and I was like, what is this? Because I was able, after that, I was able to complete the Ruinous Effigy. I think it came out on Tuesday. I completed it Wednesday night. It's one of my quickest turnarounds probably ever on completing a quest, but I wanted to get it done. I had a little time, so I did it. Thank you to Nalsy. I actually ran with me for a little bit with Marionettes. And a couple things that I needed to do. So I was able to get through it pretty quick. And we had one other person that joined in. I apologize. I cannot remember the name right offhand. I'm going to have to go back and look. I think they joined up in voice chat when we were playing. It was Decay, I think, joined up in voice chat. And I'm going to Brother Ben joined up in voice chat. So, yeah. I at least got that done this week. My plans are, because my week, unfortunately, is not over yet. I still got tonight being Saturday for us. I'm probably going to try to knock out at least one, depending on how late I want to stay up, maybe two raids, depending on how quickly we get them done, if I can get a group together fairly quick. And then this week, I actually I watched Troll Hunters on Netflix, which really cool animated series. It's by Guillermo del Toro. I watched that with my 9-year-old daughter. She really got into it, but found out this week that there is another, what they call Tales of Arcadia series that goes along with it, also by Guillermo del Toro, called Three Below. And it uses a lot of the same characters because they're using that whole Arcadia scene when these aliens come down. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then I think I actually watched, this is a throwback movie this week. It's, and I had not seen it up until now, Scott Pilgrim versus the World. I had a,
such a good movie.
Yes, I had a buddy at work tell me the same thing. And I had not seen it until recent, like I said, this week. And I thought it was good. And just, we were talking today at work, right towards the end, we were outside talking, waiting for our last customer to finish up. And, you know, there's a lot of big characters in that movie. There's the, you have, what? Now I'm going to have to pull up a list. I know you have Anna Kendrick. She plays the sister. You have, now I'm going to go look it up because I'm going to, my memory is bloody awful. Michael Cera, which plays in a lot of movies from that era. You have the dude that plays Captain America in that movie. Yep. And then let's see, who else is in there? Man, there was quite a few when we were going through them.
Yeah.
Kieran Culkin, Anna Kendrick, Allison Pill, Aubrey Plaza, Mary Weinstead, Jason Schwartzman. Yeah. And the couple we named. But I thought it was good. So if you haven't seen it, go see it. And that was basically my week.
Well, it's fair enough. I mean, I haven't seen the Trollhunters show. I've seen it around on Netflix. I haven't actually sat down and watched the whole thing yet, but yeah, no, Scott Pilgrim, really good movie.
Yeah, I try to sit down and binge when I can, when I have the time to actually sit down and do it. Fortunately, my daughter got into Trollhunters, so when we started watching it, she was into it. So over a few different nights, we were able to binge through the, they have like three parts in that series. Like the first series is like 24 episodes. And then they scaled down to the next two parts of that series. Mm-hmm. But it was really good. It kept you wanting to know what the way the story was going to progress. I enjoyed watching it. She enjoyed watching it. And that was a win.
Nice.
Right. I mean, I think that pretty well covers it. I mean, anything, else you all had in mind that you want to discuss, bring up, Dez?
I don't think so.
What about you, Ice Warrior?
Not really much. I mean, especially for myself, lore-wise, nothing really apart from when its effigies happened, Destiny-wise. It is interesting that more so than most weapons, Ruinous Effigy is feeding on us. It's not even using our light to empower itself. It's just feeding on our light. And that's it. If you have a look at the lore tab for it, it actually speaks about, to everyone but us, it's cold to the touch. This was a gift that was meant for us specifically. And when you are using the orbs, you notice when you start to run out of ammo for that, it starts to feed on your health. Interesting. That's the Netflix shows. Have you guys watched The Dragon Prince yet?
No. It sounds interesting.
Right. Another really good show. It is very like kid-ish, but it's made in the same vein as Avatar The Last Airbender. It's made by the same people who created that show, but very similar in that kind of aspect. Really good.
That's probably really good then, yeah.
So speaking of Airbender, they made that actual movie. I know they have the animated series, but they made an actual movie. But
yes.
They never made any more other than the one. And they totally, I watched that again. Like I watched it once, and then I watched it again not too long ago. And I was like, man, I really want to know what happens now. But I don't, they just like fell off. They didn't make another one.
Yeah. It was
they didn't make another live action, no.
Yeah. It was not very well received.
It was
I'm not a big critic when it comes to it because I love consuming movies as content, so yeah. I'm not overly critical on it. I enjoyed it. If you know probably a little bit more from the animated series, probably wasn't not well received because of that, but I didn't have a big background in the animated series, so to me, I liked it.
Well, I neither had like a huge background on the animated series. I knew like a synopsis of it when I watched it. I didn't think it was that awful, but I almost get the feeling that half of it might have been fan base, you know, not thinking it lived up to the hype of the original. And around the time, people were kind of getting sick of M. Night Shyamalan, so I think it's kind of it kind of had that double whammy going for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those movies that it should have been done better. When it comes down to it, it was a great, it had great potential, but there's, I mean, the fight between Katara and the Master Waterbender, whose name I cannot remember for the life of me, but to see that in the movie was so tame. It was so tame in comparison to what it was in the anime. And considering what they were actually able to get away with, they would have been able to pretty much almost shot for shot that fight. If not shot for shot, then do something very similar to it. There's actually a really good example of this on YouTube somewhere. It's a bit of a fan-made thing, but someone did a live-action version of the Agni Kai right at the end of the show between, why am I having a mind blank, Zuko and his sister Azula, that's it, between Zuko and Azula, which is actually really, really well done. But it gives you an example of what it could look like if they wanted to go more that route. But,
which I guess all I have to say is at least The Last Airbender was a better movie than Dragon Ball Evolution.
Oh, we don't talk about that piece of shit.
Exactly. It always could have been worse. Just remember, it could have been worse.
Like, it's how bad does a movie need to be that the director has to come out and offer an official apology to all the fans?
Other than that one, the only other time I remember that happening is for, what was it, Ang Lee's Hulk movie?
I can't remember that.
Oh, it wasn't super, super awful, but it did change very important things about the Hulk. And, you know, basically CGI, I don't think, was quite up to par at that point in time to really properly show, you know. I think it was a little too far-sighted for its own good, basically. But yeah, Evolution, like I said, I'm usually, well, now, I'm more of a understanding, like, movie watcher. Like, I know there's hatred for the Transformer movies. I like them. I've come to terms with X-Men The Last Stand. There was a time I hated that movie because I was pretty much like most other fandoms. But yeah, I still don't like. My wife bought like Dragon Ball Evolution from like a video store. It was like shutting down at the time, and it was like super cheap. And I just looked at her, I'm like, why'd you get that? It's like, no, don't know. It's a bad idea.
Have you seen the? I was gonna say, have you seen the Abridged series?
Oh my god, I live and breathe by Dragon Ball Abridged.
Oh, so good.
It is glorious. Yeah, you
mentioned Dragon Ball. I was so sad when they ended it.
I was too, but also at the same time,
it makes sense.
Where they ended it makes sense. They did. They really did do, because it's like probably a once or twice a month thing. I just go back and, like, while I'm playing Destiny, I'll like have that running on my phone in my ear, just listening to the Abridged series from like start to finish. And like I said, going back and watching it again, it just definitely makes sense. And then of course you have the rumors that even Akira Toriyama was thinking about ending it at about that time, which, you know, maybe he should have. Yeah, like I said,
really good person to check out for that, actually. I can't remember. Pretty sure I used spoken about this before, but Geekdom 101 on YouTube. He's a really good Dragon Ball YouTuber. He covers a lot of this kind of stuff. But yeah, he's really good with that kind of thing. But if you like that particular Abridged series, you would. I would assume you've heard of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged series, but
yes.
Have you seen the Sword Art Online Abridged?
No, but then again, I'm also not a. I have not like watched Sword Art Online. I'm interested in a lot of Abridged, but I'm one of those people that I kind of have to have an interest in the show to have an interest in the Abridged.
That's fair. I hadn't watched Helsing Ultimate until after I watched the Abridged version of it, because I was like, oh my god, this is amazing, and then episode 2 was pretty much the same, looking at some of the characters, so I was a little bit shocked by that. But I saw that Online Abridged is right up there. It is okay. Right up there with the Dragon Ball Z Abridged series, because the quality of it is just brilliant. So it's worth the show itself is worth a watch, especially with the technological issues that they face and the ideas that they explore. Like in the latest season, War of Alicization, they explore this, and I love talking about this amazing idea of creating an artificial intelligence from the ground up. So basically growing an artificial intelligence. And the way they do that is they basically capture, they create this virtual world, and they capture all these different people. They hire all these different people to go into the game world and raise children in that world. And what they do is they capture these kids, and they use them, use their minds, like upload their minds to the virtual world. And so they raise them in this virtual atmosphere and kind of grow a virtual artificial intelligence out of it. But the way they do that is through something called the Soul Translator. It's the idea of a piece of technology being able to translate what basically incorporates or what makes up the human soul. And so these things called flux lights, which are the electronic signals that get sent in your brain, which are basically your entire thought. And it's just all this really, really fascinating sci-fi concepts that they explore in it, while also it being a very kind of fantasy adventure fighting kind of show. So, yeah, highly, highly recommend it.
Yeah, from that description, I do get the similarities that people throw towards that pack now, though.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Which, I mean, I kind of heard that, you know, those comparisons before, but hearing that, it's like, yeah, that sounds like at least one of the overarching across, you know, multiple series, like the AI, Aura was the child in Dot Hack that was effectively an AI that was created, I think, later on revealed to be some kind of virtual love child between the creator of the game and some old poet he fell in love with or something. I don't remember the details super, super great, and it is kind of creepy, but yeah, it's there.
There is a niche for that kind of stuff. A lot of the virtual reality worlds are very similar in that aspect.
That's interesting.
I am like thinking about how much content I'm missing after all you're talking about all that.
Yeah,
That, but that, the, one of the greatest lines I've ever heard in any kind of abridged series is actually during the Sword Art Online one, where the main character is talking to this little girl, and he's like, it was a quantum supercomputer calculated for 1,000 years could not even come close to the amount of fucks I do not give.
Awesome.
Just such a great line.
I like it anyway. Oh man. I think I have one final question for you as we start wrapping things up for the evening for us. What is your favorite dessert?
That is a very good question.
I told you beforehand, this was not the one that I was going to spoil, that I would save it. This is the one catching you off guard on.
I would say cheesecake. I love a good cheesecake. Okay. I will demolish a good cheesecake. Just, I hate cream cheese on its own. Put it in a cheesecake, and I am completely down for it.
Cheesecake is, as Dez is squealing, yeah, it's a popular decision. I've not been a big cheesecake fan, but man, it's popular.
I know, right? Like I said, I do enjoy it surprisingly is.
Now, were you going to ask what I think you were going to ask?
Yeah, well, possibly, but I was wondering, do you have like a particular style or flavor of cheesecake that you tend to gravitate toward?
Or topping.
I do have a really good recipe for Mars bar cheesecake, which I quite enjoy. I've got a friend of mine who makes a really good Nutella one, and I've got another mate who just recently made a caramel one, which was quite enjoyable, so... It depends on the day, but I don't particularly mind it. You know, something like that.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm going to make a red eye cheesecake at one point. I'm not sure if you guys have that over there, but it's just a style of energy drink that we have here in Australia. That trying to work out how to use a fizzy drink in a cheesecake
is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I have a feeling I'm probably going to need to use a lot of gelatin.
I mean, either that or go for the obvious of pot cracking it open and letting it flatten out beforehand.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, but why take the easy route?
just saying, that's out there. It's an avenue you can go down.
Oh man, that is good stuff.
All right.
Now, if y'all have anything else for tonight, any lore topics you want to dive into, anything you want to talk about, gaming, movie, TV, or just say, nah, I'm good.
Nothing really comes to mind. I mean, we certainly covered a lot of very interesting topics. So I don't get to talk about my love of cheesecake or abridged usually, so that was fun. What about you guys? Anything you guys wanted to go over? Any questions you wanted to ask? Anything like that?
There's nothing else that's really popped into my mind. I will be checking out Sword Art Online Abridged, though. Like, if you're putting it up there with...
It's funnier when you know what happens in the series. But it is still very, very, very funny on its own.
Yeah.
And apparently I'm going to be learning how to clone myself.
It's always a handy trick to know.
I should get into multitasking, watching TV while playing video games, while podcasting. I typically game while podcasting because Kingsley is normally like leads everything. And so I can just kind of sit back, you know, we do – Dez and I had to kind of do our thing while Kingsley's doing his thing. So I'll multitask because my time is limited. But tonight I didn't get a chance to do that because I was trying to stay focused since Kingsley wasn't here. Kingsley, you will be missed. We'll see you next week.
Oh, right. Yeah,
sure. Yeah, right. That counts.
Oh, wow. That I just had a thought then. That'd be an awesome idea for a Guardian Super, just being able to do an Osiris and just split off into multitudes of different versions of yourself, and they all do damage somehow, you know, like, or Super Ghost Kamikaze attack from Dragon Ball Z. That would just be so much fun.
Nice.
If they do that, I'll have to make a montage and take the clip of Dragon Ball Bridge Nappa saying, "I don't believe it."
Oh my god, yes. But you have to like put it, as soon as you go to cast the super, you have to immediately switch to Super Saiyan 3 Gotenks to just spewing out the ghosts.
Oh,
and
god.
Then yeah.
Oh god.
Oh.
That's good stuff. Yeah, we don't get a chance to talk about a lot of other stuff, but that's good. I don't think we've ever had a Dragon Ball Z conversation, so I like it. Just makes me want to go and watch it. I might have to do that here. That'll be maybe my next show that I binge watch. I'll try to tackle some DBZ.
Yeah, the one great thing about Dragon Ball Bridge is the fact that they do treat the majority plot points with a lot of respect, and you hilariously get 100% of the story of Dragon Ball Z in Dragon Ball Z Abridged in a fraction of the time with a holy crap ton more jokes.
And just all the additional stuff they bring into it. Like, have you seen any of the Dragon Ball shorts?
Yes.
Oh, so good.
They are. They're great. They're talented and incredible people.
just Krillin in the restaurant with 18. Did I ever tell you about the time I killed Cell? What?
Oh god. Okay, good stuff.
That's awesome. I like it. Well, Mr. Ice Warrior, why don't you take this opportunity to plug your stuff yourself? Tell everybody that's listening where they can find you and your content.
Alrighty, well, I am known as the Ice Warrior 209 on Twitch and YouTube and Facebook. The Ice Warrior 1 on Twitter, unfortunately, 209 was taken. So that's kind of annoying, but you can follow me on there. I've recently put up, we'll be putting up a YouTube version of the Twitch stream I did just earlier today with Mr. Brian Monkus, an amazing artist within the Destiny community. You've probably seen a lot of his work floating around. So check that out and hopefully be back to producing some more Destiny-related video content in the future. But yeah, I stream on a regular basis when I can, so be sure to stop by if you'd like.
Awesome. No, I like it. Yeah, definitely check that out. Be interesting to see. I haven't had a chance. You said you're getting ready to post the one with Monkus?
Yep. It'll hopefully be up later on today.
Nice. I'll try to keep an eye out for it. I'd be interested in watching that for sure. Des Raven, where can lovely listeners find you, good sir?
As per the huge, you can find me, of course, probably mostly predominantly in our Discord or little network of Discords at the very least. And you can catch me on Twitter at @DES_Raven. Yeah, that's it. Still no soapboxes, so we're good to go.
Yet. Just wait.
It'll happen eventually.
One's brewing. It's a matter of time.
Potentially.
Oh. And Sid, edit that video and take us out. It feels kind of empty, me just doing it to myself. I don't really get to do it to Kingsley or you, but man.
Yeah, especially, I kind of missed that.
Oh. Well, I got a bunch of other stuff I got to cover too, apparently. You can find me on twitch.tv/sinmedia. Is sin is C-Y-N, and over on Twitter at sin_media. You can also find the show over at theguardianhub.com or on Twitter at theguardianhub. Don't forget to leave us a rating or review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app of choice. If you have any guests that you want us to have on, don't hesitate to reach out to myself, Kingsley, or Dez. We'd love to get that information and reach out and have more guests on here in the future. But other than that, thank you for listening. Stay safe out there, because the pandemic numbers seem to be going up in some places. So make sure you're staying safe, and have a good night, morning, and week. Goodbye.
Later, man.
Bye.
All I can say is it's so weird having to do the ending. Kingsley needed to jump in just to do the ending. Where is he?
Tag him. Drag him in here.
Yeah. Kingsley, you got to do the ending. Come in just now.
That's all we need.